Now, I just like to go back and explain Rabbi Yeshua, and then move back ahead and move forward. Okay? V'zehu mash'omru afilu oimrim l'cho asmol shu yimin v'arimin shu smol shikach chi ha-mitzvah lonu me'adoi natero yis'al shlo yoimar v'ala machlekes heich ati li atzmi ze v'yonuche yodea v'vadai shehin toyim v'hine noima loy v'kach v'kach at mitzuva, because the Torah was given, and that was that they are the mefolshim of the Torah, and whatever they say, that's what it is. Okay. So even though, say it's mamish, it's counterintuitive, but even though they're mistaken, they're right. Okay. Eicha telatmi, because whatever they say, that's what the Torah meant. Okay, then we're getting. Okay, good. So that's what he says. Ukeish nogav Yeshua imam Gamliel biyom Kippur shechal liyoyis b'cheshbonoi kmo shehuske b'seches Rosh Hashanah. So, just before we get started, the Ramban introduced a tznai, a whole new world over here, which we'll talk about also. There's a tznai in this loisosi that afil al yomar yamin shu small a small shu yamin. It's a tznai that it's not leheter, and you hold leisa. But if you hold leisa, they say leheter, you can't follow them. Okay, and you're supposed to come. That's what he says. You're supposed to come to Beis Din and tell them, you know, that they're wrong and have it out with them. Okay. And he mentions Rabbi Gamliel of Yeshua before he mentions the Tanai. Correct? That's the next word, the Tanai. So a priori, you wanted to assume the discussion of Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel has nothing to do with this. Okay? And the emphasis is that's Mestabe. Because you talk about when Yom Kippur should be coming, it's really, you can't talk about a Kula or which way, because whichever day it is, there's a Kula Rechumah, because if Yom Kippur is tomorrow, today is Mutter. If Yom Kippur is today, tomorrow is Mutter. So there's a Yisav Etter. So you can't look at Yom Kippur as a package and say it's not geared to what happens after the tonight. Okay? And we also, anyway, we don't find that Rabbi Yeshua went back to Gamliel to have it out with Beis Din, and then they came to conclusion about it, because there was no having it out. Gamliel said, come, and that was it. He didn't say he's having it out, correct? So this is an independent issue, and it's before the issue of Tanai, and when we're told to come, whatever it is, that's what it is, correct? Now, so I guess if you have a chulin, a chulin, a chumrah, I don't know if you look, it's a very strange thing. So you have to be noyik. I don't know how this plays itself out, because b'cheiri, he's saying this has nothing to do with the tonight. Okay, we have to know. Okay, good. Say that, just pointing it out. Now, the question is, what was the issue over here? Okay. So, the Tiris Kohanim that says the following. Kitchu shalei be'edim, o shabo'o edim v'nimsu zeremim, minayin shehei shiyei b'kudish, tamalim ashtik lo yisem ha-moadom. Increasem ate moadai, ashtik lo yisem moadai, moadai, increasem lo yisem moadai, v'im lav ein ha-moadai. Kitchu anusim, oy shogigim, oy mutiim, minayin shu makudish, tamaloi mashitiku oisem moadai. Atem afilu mutim, atem afilu anusim, inkrisem atem moadai, vimlav ena moadai. So L'chayre two dinim in Teres Kohanim. There's one din in Teres Kohanim. There's the Hechshev made them Zayimimim. That the Edim were found in Mafrei Zayimimim. And there's no problem. And there's a separate drasha of Atam Afilu Shegim Afilu Muntim. Okay. So I would tell you, before this, everyone knew the din of Edim, the Hechshev of Edim Zayimimim. That was not the issue over here. And Rabbi Akiva was Mechalishim, we met Rabbi Akiva on the Derech, we look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Akiva says, Atem afilu shogim, Atem afilu mutim. That was the Chiddush. Okay? Because the Hechshe Edim Zoymimin, B'shaitoi Bezdin acted properly. Acted properly. They found that afterwards they did not act properly. Okay? Mutin means that at the moment that they were Mekadesh, there was a mistake. Okay? In fact, the Rambam learns out from this din, the Hechshev Edim Zoymimin nu alocha. The Rambam says in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Rabbei, Din Teira, She'ein Medachtekin Be'edus HaChodesh, She'afilu Kitshu Es HaChodesh, Al Pi Edim Menim Su Zemim, Be'edus Zu Harizu Mekudesh. The Mekor, that Ein Medachtekin, is good for the Hechshev Edim Zemim. But we don't know in the Yamachshe Edim Zoymimin, the Ein Medachtekin, there's a Hechshe of Mutin, of a mistake, and that's the new thing that's going on over here. And the issue was, Rabbi Yeshua held that Gamliel was mistaken in his Cheshbon or his Makadish. And it was clear that he shouldn't Makabal Yedim. Okay? So, there was an issue about Cheshbon, and for some reason, which day it comes out, it's not a Kula, because it's in Chumrin and also, I don't know exactly why, since one is told the other. So he was Geizer, and the emes is, he was Mechuyah to listen to him. And the Rabbi Akiva told him on the way, and was Menachem him, and told him that you don't know the Halacha, and the reason why you're so distressed and distraught about this, you don't know the drasha of Atem Afilu Pshegim, Atem Afilu Mutin. But that Gamliel was Mechadish, Rabbi Akiva was Mechadish al Derech. And that doesn't do this Ramban. It's that he thinks that Gamliel made a mistake in Halacha, and he was ready to go and be Mechalel, even though. Okay, and it's very strange, you see. You see, you can flip it over the opposite way, and you can ask, what b'chlal, and what does this all mean? From Atem, okay? Afilu Shogim, Afilu Mutim. Because once you have Halacha, that whatever Bezin says, even though it made a toes, that's when the Torah was given. Okay? So don't care. So I'm not sure that's correct, okay? Because the question over here is, if they say this today, this interpretation, and they change the interpretation tomorrow, what do we say about that? What do we say? So I would tell you can't do that, because the Torah was given whatever he said that was, but it can't be the Torah meant this and the Torah meant that, and Bezna Gozel says this way and that way, right? Correct? So, however, if you say Mutin, Bezna can change their mind about this point. In other words, the question is, do we have to come to the conclusion that really was corrected is Kiddush HaChodesh. So if you would have said the din that Amashmos HaTeira Nemra, you'd have to say he was correct, and L'Chaira he can't retract it afterwards. Because, you know, the Torah was given, if the Torah was given, that this is it, and this is what he said, okay, you can't, so I can imagine none of the Bezdin could say differently, okay? Yiftach b'dishmur, yiftach b'dishmur b'dor, and every Bezdin says, Ashigoa Einov. But I don't know exactly if you can reverse yourself 10 times, because then the Mamashoch, something was wrong here. Because the Torah says that Yamin Smol, so what is it? Is Yamin or is it Smol? So I'm telling you, but if you say the drasha Rabbi Akiva, nothing was wrong. Because atem afilu mutim, you're okay. So I'm telling you, I'm just telling you, you shouldn't come and ask me a question. What's happening over the ganze meisa?
It's irrelevant.
The whole issue is irrelevant, right? So I'm telling you the difference. That's what Rabbi Akiva was machadish to. But that's not the issue of the Rabban here. Okay, it's. The issue, okay, see, the truth is, you see, what you gain, you see, the question is, you know, you get the impression that more of Rabbi Yeshua is distraught, okay? Okay? Because what we're going to have to do is, even though you have to listen to him, you mean it's small, but you put yourself in a position that you won't be able to do what he holds the emes in the future. Rabbi Yeshua holds the emes, correct? Because you're locked into a position. However, if you take the position of Akiva, everything's okay. I'm just telling you, there's a flip in this. It's not no game for the Ramban over here. But I think it's an interesting point.
What?
What
does the Ramban hold right now?
Hold.
Well, he holds Rabbi Yeshua, but what's relevant to the whole question?
All he's just trying to tell you is, you see, Rabbi Yeshua was ready to go even before he had it out with them, that you have to listen to Bezdin even though you hold it small as Yamin is small. He's foolish. Okay?
He's ignoring the Sifri. He doesn't care about the fact that
because no, I think he's definitely ignoring the Sifri. Because Rabbi Yeshua was on his way to Rabbi Gamliel, and we don't get the impression he was on his way to have it out. He was on his way b'makloy u'b'sandoloy b'yom b'yom shekol yom hakipurim b'yom sheloy, right? B'lefi cheshbon sheloy. Aye. So, you know, so that is the raya, okay? But I'm telling you that Rabbi Akiva's issue, Rabbi Akiva told him, was Papa's apas, not the gate of the Ramban B'chol. What the Ramban wants to prove, that it's Atem Afilu Mutim, it's not Atem Afilu Mutim, he wants to prove that Yamin is small as Yamin, and you have to listen to them. Correct?
But how do you prove by Mitzvah that's Atem Afilu Mutim?
Because of Yeshua was on his way, and he didn't know Rabbi Kiva's Drosha. And that Rabbi Kiva was Machadishim. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Akiva was machadish al derech this hoshnikul derech, and that's the vault. Okay, I think it's mamish what I said. I think it's mamish the logical procession, and I think it's correct. I don't think you can go a different way. Okay. Next. So, okay, correct?
It became a weak right.
What?
It became a kind of a weak right.
Why? No, it didn't. Because if Rabbi Yeshua had known Rabbi Akiva's drosha on his way before he left, then it's not a raya at all.
Correct.
But the point is, Ramban is proving he was ready to go and prepared to machal Yom Tov and Yom Kippur even before you heard Rabbi Akiva. And that's the raya. Correct? That's what I want to tell you. Because you look at the Mefarshim, I think Shirelli says, you know, it's only Ke'inyin, it's Me'ain, because the Atam Afilu Tereh, you know, I don't believe that, okay?
So, but the Rebbe is saying, if Rebbe Shirel would have known Rebbe Kiva's Tikkotah beforehand, he would have gone there with two people Cholos, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
So that case, Mitzvah means he just didn't know the whole Drasha.
He didn't know the whole Drasha, and he was, but he still was ready to go, because the Jamin is small. Correct? I think it's Mamash Gevaldik. Okay, good. Next. Now the Ramban, okay, Beseder. I think it's Mamash good. Next, the Ramban says, Aval Adova Boro Hamanuka Mikol Shibush. Who should nudia she'ein halab azed loisosu elo ma she'omu bepiyushi ha-teira kagor advorim nidroshim b'teira b'gzeir shog b'yinav before this b'shah shalash say midays she'a tell him z'resh obo ma shmoz loshan ha-kosu said it's right ki ha-teira nitna lonu ayedei Moshe Rabbeinu b'ksav b'goli. We said this already, but I'm just going back to give you the flow. Who shelo yishtavu? He knew the Rebbeinu Shel knew shel yishtavu hadeis b'chol advarim and nolodim v'chot achlonu yisale hadin shnish lebez nagodo. Who mashiyomu bein shekibu lepeusha mimenu o shiyomu kaima mash mashmos atayim v'kamlos lefi daita ki al mashmos shelahem, right? Who mitzav v'nisin lenu atayla v'zehu mashiyomu afiloim l'chol asmo shu yamin v'al yamin shu smo. Shekach hi ha-mitzvah lono. Me'odoi na-teir ish'ala shele yoimu, ba'al ha-machlekes, heich ati la'atmi, and then he quotes ki'inyin, she'noag Rabbi Yeshua imam Gamliel, v'yom ha-kipurim shechal yoyis b'cheshbonoi, she'us kumashon. Okay? And the backdrop is, because it's yamin and small, and then ha-shmos shelehen, correct? Then he says like this. Vuhu, oh, then he says, V'yesh b'zet t'nai. After this whole din, that there's a loisoso, and the loisoso is even a yamin and small, has a t'nai in it. There's a rider. Yisbeinen boy ha-mistaka v'rish shohorius be'ayin yofa. If you take the proper microscope and the crop equipment looking at the first peric of her years, you come to this conclusion. If you don't, you won't come to the conclusion. He's telling you, oh, that's a good upload on her years. That's what he's telling you. For who? And he doesn't even quote the Gemara. He just tells you that's what you should include. For who? She'im hoye v'zmanas and hedid chochom v'roi l'hoiro. Okay. Bihiru, Bedin, it's a chacham uzloy loy raw he's talking about. He's not talking about someone who feels that the hedge made a mistake, but it's a chacham uzloy loy raw. Bihiru, Bedin agodo, v'dobo echot, lahatir, v'usrova shetoba alasa, ein olob mitzvah, lishmoye dive hachomim, and then he goes further. There's a problem with Lysosor, and there's a problem of Choshirucha. The question is he allowed to? So you could have said he's allowed to, right? He does like this. V'eino rashoi lahati le'atzmo adobo osaloi avu yirichoy me'atzmo. Not only he's not mechuyev, but he's restrained from doing it. It's a major chiddush. And he says, thus state in the Mahoyas. Okay? So you understand Rabbi Yeshua was not restrained, Rabbi Yeshua was not under this tonight. And Lechera, the Tznai is in the Lav and the Asay of Lysosu. Because that's what he's going on. He says, especially in the lab, your men are small, and your men are small, and that's what it's supposed to be. And this is a very strange thing. When it comes to others, they'll have to tell others to be mako. But for himself, he can't. Okay? Because he says, V'eino rashoi lahatir la'atzmei. Every word, Rabban. See, here's the person that, see, we always say that it's exemplary, you know, to make el tacheret, to mach b'yisov, but here it's not a question of being exemplary. This is what he has to do. V'eino rashoi lahatir la'atzmei hadovo osaloi. And this is Yushalmi Harius. What? So what did he say?
He can't be
matzah
for
atzmo.
He can't be
matzah
for
atzmo,
but if someone else asks him, he'll say, I can't talk about it. I mean, I hold this up.
I believe that itself is being...
I'm not going to paskin. I know that already.
You know, I don't believe you can do that. Because since there was a law from Bezna Godel, and you're aware of the law, if he asks you, do you know what Bezna Godel says? And he says,
Rebbe,
and I say yes.
Rebbe, what do you hold?
I said, I can't say anything. I cannot say anything different. I don't believe that. I don't know. Maybe you're wrong. I think, maybe I'm wrong. Everybody check me out. I think I'm not allowed to say. As much as the Torah, I think, is very open-minded because of the problem of the complete split in the Messiah, okay? It's not because you have this guy who sets up shop and say he is the God of Ador, and this one says, you're talking about Sanhedrin HaGadol, with the Meshor say Elyon, and they're on Mishra Gozos, and they have their door. They are the Bailim, without question. And if you say, I think that's also a problem, if you say that Bezna Gozos says something, okay, but, you know, I, it's difficult for me to say it over, because, you know, what can I tell you? You know, I think that's the problem.
So you have to be Myra.
I say this is not a base level.
I assume so. What's Latzmo?
Is it Medineta? What's the Latzmo business?
1 second, I don't know. I think we have to see. 1 second, hold everything. I didn't say anything. This is Yushalmi in Horiyes. Perek Alpha Loch Alpha. The Tana Yochlim Yorim Lachwa Yemin Shil Smol Yal Smol Shi Yemin Tishma Lahem Talmudah Melechus Yemin Usmol Shi Yorim Lachwa Al Yemin Shil Yemin Yal Smol Shi Smol. So even if he holds that Bezin is tall, he has to hold the line. So how does he hold the line? Lachayra. He has to tell them, I assume, I don't know. Chesed. Then the Ramban says something, and he says something else. V'yesh olob lobo lifneim. Right? Yeah. V'yesh is a t'nai. Yeah. See, look at this lashon over here. Ein olav mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chacham. Who saw what she told by lashon? Ein olav mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chacham. Divrei chacham. Ve'ein olav mitzvah l'hati l'atzmai. Hadova also loy. Avo yinuk chayma l'atzmai. Again and again and again. Okay. That's what I think. I don't think why, you know, the Ramban, you know, it's not gonna. Okay. V'yesh olov. Then he says something, there's a few words here. I just want to show you what the problem is over here. V'kosha kein, him hoye mechal Sanhedrin. What's v'kosha kein, hoye mechal Sanhedrin? Yeshi Moy Rebezin Hagodol. He's a member of Sanhedrin. Okay. V'yeshal of Yovel Lepneim V'loimer Tainoisov Lehem V'hem Shiyisu V'yitnu Imoy V'yim Hiskima Ruba V'chule. Correct?
Before that, once they pass
them,
they can't change?
No, I didn't. I don't know if they can change, they can't change, okay? I was talking about a peculiar case of making a Kiddush HaChidush based on a certain psak, and I don't think you can do the opposite because of the Stilim in Eubed. I don't have any problem of changing your mind, okay? Okay? But let me just ask you, what's the kosher cane? What happened over here? Okay? And this is very important. You see that Rabbeinu David doesn't have this kosher cane, and there's a drasha in Zaran, in Chedush Yaran, Yuchas Laran, that also says something. Everyone talks about this, and, you know, we'll see exactly what happens, okay? Okay, what's the kosher cane first of all? So what? So I think maybe I'm wrong. Let me just tell you what I think the chat over here is, and maybe I'm walking guns. Okay.
I mean, there's a difference between roy lo roy and yoshi v'sinetim.
Okay, and what's the difference? Correct. But you'll see in Rabbeinu David, I don't think that's correct. So what's the difference? I understand. One is a hedge, one is not a hedge. No, that's a brilliant observation. What does he want?
It's going in the rush of the hunters, or going on the fact he must bring it before the marriage.
Okay, so what do you want to say?
The
no, but it can't. Can, 1 second. Can the
of course, the kosher cane is to argue with them because he was there with them in Sanhedrin. It makes more sense. It's a big obligation to fight with them.
A big obligation? Or only an obligation?
Yeah, but the kosher cane is in the place.
He can't. You got to take a stand here. What exactly he do? So I think I would tell you a priori that he only has to come in front of them and talk to them if it's clear that he's a loyal lekach. They should listen to him. Okay. For example, excuse me. You know, if you're the Beit Nagodol of a certain thing, and someone who gets smicha comes and thinks you made a mistake. So, you know, it's not, you know, it's like, you know, a person, it's a whole different world. Okay? So I don't think he's mechuyev to come to them. Okay?
Because they won't take him seriously.
Okay. But the chiyev to come to them, okay, is in Beit Nagodol. So he says, if you're mechuyev to come and try, then you're certainly not allowed. In other words, the koshke is not is to be over al divrei atzmai when you hold to the isa, and it's that. So
the worst,
how
do I mean the worst? The kosher king is not talking about the going in front of them. The kosher
king
is before he talks about going in front
of them. I understand, of course. What's the kosher king? If he's echad mikzahed, because since in other words, you can understand that he has to hold his opinion because he has to have it out with them, and he can't violate it if he has to have it out with them. But if he doesn't have to have it out with them, you can imagine that he has to, the same way he came to Moir Achirim, he himself has to be, has to toe the line. Okay?
So he's part of the 71, but he wasn't there for the original.
I assume so, or for some reason, there's an argument. In other words, there was Amidah Minyan, but there's an argument which he wasn't, you can play whichever way you want, you can spin it whatever you want. For whatever it is, there was an argument which he felt is an argument which ain't a love tshuva, and it wasn't presented, and now he feels he has to present this argument. Okay? It's very interesting in pshat. So it means that the person that has to go in front of Bez and will have to ask himself, See, he doesn't even tell you what the chiyuv is. Okay, we'll have to see and try to understand this. You see that Avinu David has a different approach to this, and I don't believe you can put Avinu David together with Rabban, but keep everyone in mind, okay? So it means, but you see, this guy, this one who's the Chava Sanhedrin, let's see what happens to him. Yeshi Mom Bezdin Agodol, V'yesha Lov Lov Lefneim, V'loim Tainaisav, Taino Tainaisav Lehem, V'hem Shiesu, V'yitnu Imo. He can't keep quiet. He just can't be machma for himself. He has to go and tell them that you made a mistake. V'im hiskimu rubam bebitul adas hahu. So l'chayis back to where he started. Sha'oma v'shib sholav sarosav yazav yiro kedatam achakein. Ach li acha shi salku oisai. Okay? Now he can't be machmir for himself. So what happened was shipshu. In other words, the obligation, if a member, it's a very amazing thing, if a member of the Sanhedrin comes and says that they made a mistake, okay, they have an obligation to have it out with him. And it's not just that I'm meeting the minion of a grave. It's after the grave, they have to show him that he's mistaken. It's not you could say this way, you could say that way. We say, you, what you said is impossible. Okay? Shipshu olav svayasov. Okay? And then he has to toe the line. And he has to be maker.
Every decision of a Sanhedrin has to be unanimous. When he comes
no, he's about to hold everything, but he's going to save himself from a foolish. Doesn't be unanimous. Okay? That's what he says. Listen. Vimiskimu. Look what he says. Vimiskimu. Rubam bebitel adas hahu. Sha'oma. It's all in life. That's all you need. But that's a shifts for yourself. Okay? It's a very strange thing. Mitech chumra. Bokula, because Joe, who's loyal Hora, but is not a Chava Sanhedrin, doesn't have to come to them, and he has to continue being Noyeg L'chumah his whole life until somehow he realizes he's mistaken or something like that. But the Chava Sanhedrin has to come out to Sanhedrin, have it out, and part of the process is Beznes and Meshabish Tvaloysov.
If there's a 40-30 vote, the 30 members who are, they're not Meshavish Svarosov, they think they were the minority that voted. So
I understand that, but what happens is, in this Amid Laminion, the majority has to point out the mistake of the minority. Okay, and has to be Shimshul of Svarosov. That's what he does over here. It's an amazing thing. If, you know, I'm just trying to read the words. You might have missed it, but I think that's happening over here.
The Yesha Love Love of the Fame is talking about whom? It's talking about even Chacham Roy Lahirua.
No, I don't think so. So what's the Koshkein then? The Koshkein is that since only the Chavas and Hedges that go in front of them, then you have a Koshkein. Because if he has to go in front of them, he certainly can't be Mekel. Because he has to fight for this approach. You can't be Mekel and fight for the approach. The one who's going to go, oh, Bechal can't be Mekel, just because, you know, that's the way he feels. He has to be true to his heart, okay? But the Chavos Sanhedrin, because he's going to fight for this point, he has to go to bed to fight for his views. So therefore he can't be Mekel. And that's the Koshkein. Because he has to be true to himself, and because he has to fight it for this war. That's what I would say. Chesed. Okay. Vizel. Okay. And he says, oh, da steht in the Gemara. Da steht in the Gemara Horius. Okay? You hear? Open the Gemara Horius, the first tag, and oh, da steht in the Gemara. But he says, he's very clear about it. If you're just going to learn the Gemara, excuse me, with a, you know, bikufia, that guy you use, that guy, you know, and, you know, say anything bad about whatever it is, but if you learn it in a way that's not Ayin Yofeh, you won't see it.
You have to go to
Yerushalmi
or
no. No. I'll show you the thing. V'zehu oylem en halacha sahein. So that's very nice. You see, the Ramban does not quote Yerushalmi, the Ramban only quotes the Bavli, okay? We'll see that other Rishonim quote both Yerushalmi and the Bavli, but the Ramban only quotes the Bavli, okay? Umikomokom chayv lekabel da'atom acha askoma al koponim. So what's the mikomokom?
Im lo shibshus
b'otom? That's lo shibshus, you know. So, you know, that, see, this umikomokom is very pivotal over here. We have no clue what he's saying. He's trying to say that? So, you know, it's a very strange thing. If you make a stand against an hedron, and even if it's not Meshabesh Tvalosav, you're not after Ibachman. But Yena, who didn't come and make the stand, so, see, if it's Meshibshu, so it's very strange. He's Mesupik about this? If he holds Paul Bola, you need Shibush. Okay, if you need Shibush, so then you can't say the Mikomokon. And if you don't need Shibush, we'd have to talk about it before. So you get the impression he's clear that if there's Shibush, he has to listen, and he's ready to Machai Shiva to go further. But it's an unbelievable few lines over here. And unless you break your head on it, I don't think you'll understand. I'm not sure that I got it 100%. But they're very, very difficult lines here. Okay? Now, I want to show you something.
So what's the point of the Shibush? Why do you have to Shibush?
I personally think that the Ramban true about Shibush, but I think the bottom line is even if he doesn't have Shibush, he also has to toe the line. Because since you had it out with Bezna Nagodol, and Bezna Nagodol heard him out, and he said what he said, and Bezna Nagodol passed against him, and he said all the points that he had, they were machri against him, he can't be machri. But the Ramban's not sure about it. The Ramban was ready to say Shibush for Oysa, And then he backs off his Mikomokon. Okay, I just want you to see. You walked in over here like everything hunky dory. I just like you, no. I just like you to sit down, okay, Adarabba. You spend even the whole night of Rosh Shavuos, okay, just reading this Ramban and try to make it out, okay? I want you to know I broke my head on this. And this is what I think it is, and maybe I'm wrong, okay? But you see the problems at least now, correct? But this is only the beginning. There's over here, there's the Gemara Horeos now, and there's the Rabbi Nodomit, and there's the Pirush Miuchas Lagan, the Chidush Miuchas Lagan, okay? And you can't appreciate either of them unless you have this Ramban in front of you. Okay? And that is when you learn Sanhedrin, okay? Not Horeos, because the whole thing is not in Horeos, it's in the Hedrin, a discussion with Gemara Horeos, and that's what it is. That's what I've then become as a Divrei Teraniyim Mokam Echot. Okay? Now, the Gemara goes like this. Gemara goes like this. Roy Leiro. Now, I just. Roy Leiro Kigoyin. Man. Omar Robo Kigoyin Shimon Ben Azar. For Shimon Ben Zoyma. Omale Abaye, ki agavna mezehu. So how could he bring a korban? Okay? Because the moment wants a case, whether he brings the korban materials himself, or because he's told the bezin it's part of the parallel dogma. So the moment says, L'taymei chodesanya, vasisa, ato achas yochid hoise bipi asmo chay beroz bezin. No yochid hoise bipi asmo chay. A yochid who does because he feels like that is chay. Okay, to bring a korban beroz bezin potter. But if he's doing it because bezin said, then he's potter. Ketzad hoire bezin shechele muta v'noy beli echon mehen shetou. O Talmud Yoshev, Lifneim, Vuroy Lero, Gonshim Ben Azai, Yochli He Poto, Tamalero Basesa, Achas, Yochreis Alpi Atzmoy, Chay, Beiroz Bezn Poto, El Hechi, Mishkachas Logon de Yoda de Osso, Vekotoi, Bemitzelishmoya Divichachom. That's the important point over here. Mitzvah l'shmoil, divrei chachamim of yamin and smoil, and that's the Ramban. In this line of the Gemara, with his microscope, saw this whole shtickel tater. I want to see exactly how it plays itself out. Okay? You might have missed it, as you've seen it, but that's what he's saying. The Ramban's saying a pshat in the Gemara Horyos in a one line that you need an Ayin Yofet to see. Okay?
Where's the other
top? What?
Where's the top one?
The base of my base. You don't have to get very far in hurry. Now you understand what he means to tackle Ayin Yofet. V'kotoi b'mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachomim lididi nami t'to b'mitzvah lishmoya chachomim. That's what's going on. Okay, I'm not getting involved in what the Roy Loi Ro means, because the hope is in the Gemara, whether the Roy Loi Ro is dafka, not dafka, gomer besovit, sovul legomer, gomer lesovit. I'm not interested, okay? Because I don't know if the Ramban, when he says Roy Loi Ro, really means you need Roy Loi Ro. He can gomer besovit, sovul legomer. That's also, you're looking hurry, I think that base. You'll see it right there, okay? So what does it mean, tol? Okay. They thought. So what happened? What's the toll of Mitzvah Shmo Devechamim? Let's just play it out. Bezna was mad to something. Okay. And they thought it's also. And they ate it because they thought, oh, that's the Mitzvah Shmo Devechamim. Correct? Okay. So what does that mean? That you're not Mokhoi Mishmo Devechamim. And that's going on a Roy Loi Ro. What does Satan Gemara? That's the Ayin Yofa, okay? It's about Mishvaldik. There's no Otosh Chat in the Gemara. You got it? Say that again. It's Mishvaldik. Okay. Now we got that. Comes. There are those that say, now, okay, even though I don't see it in the Ramban, okay, there are those that claim in the Ramban's name that you're allowed to violate, but you're not mechuyev. Since Bezin said it, you're allowed to, okay? I don't see it in Rabban, correct? You also don't see it in Rabban. But I read it to you. Shall I read it to you? I'll read to you the Chidushim of Yuchosin Laran, at Sanhedrin, that Peivom obeys Uli Inyan, or maybe it's Peizayin, which tefus you have. Uli Inyan imazokin hazeh machmi al atzmoy. Sounds familiar? So you wouldn't appreciate it's the Rabban. Machmal atzmoy, be inishu oiser, barachomim, huachere matirin, oime haramban zao, she im koidim, she hirtse dvor of lifneim, shapir motzi lahachmil atzmoy. What shapir motzi lahachmil atzmoy? Because the thing on ban is mochuyev, correct? That's what he seems to say. Unless I miss it. Avulim acha she hirtse dvor of lifneim, ubitlu dvorov, again, who bit Ludvora. See, here it sounds like Shipshir, but I don't know what the Mikomokom is then. Hein Matilin Hoinian, Hahu, Osala Lilog Isa Ba'atzmoy, Vochimukum Misekas Horios, Ubi Yushalmi. Okay? So I assume maybe he learns this Yushalmi. Al Yamin Smol, Smol Yamin is maybe after he's Matzah Dvol, I don't know. But that question, what did he learn Yushalmi, okay? Ubi Yushalmi. But there's also another thing over here. Can I ask you a question? He says over here, this is after about every word over here, okay? What does he say about the Chovas and Hedges? Does he have to go in front of the Hedges and the Ramban? What's the Ramban? The V'yesh. So he, it's certainly, I don't know if he's Mechuyah, but he certainly should, okay? What's V'yesh Olov? It's an obligation, Pashas, V'yesh Olov. No? What did he say? V'yesh Olov Lovoy. What's Yesh Olov? What's Yesh Olov? There's something weighing on his shoulders.
What's
the Chiyah? So, what? You're 10 steps ahead of me. You want to know what the Chiyah is? We'll talk about it. First of all, what is he saying? Then we'll worry about what it means. There's a Chiyah, correct?
You could say, if he's happy to live with the Easter, he doesn't have to go. If he wants to eat this thing, then he has to go and make
the Heim she Yisum is there to
why should you assume that that's what Shad is? You're happy? I'm happy. You know, the Gov always to say that if you're not itching, he doesn't have to scratch you. So my comments will not be okay, you hear what I'm saying?
So is it two ways? Yes, she love level if they have a lot more times of the Heim she Yisum, they have to argue back?
There has to be a Masur Matan about it because the Chovah
says. They also have a Chiyuv to argue with.
I assume so. I don't know. Okay.
Name, and they have to argue with him.
Okay, but listen to the Ran. Okay. He says, "Sheim koydim shehil to the vol of name shapim moti laachmir avlim achesh shehil to the vol of name." He doesn't say he's chayiv. He just says if he presented it or did not present it. Correct. Correct? Okay, so you would not, all I'm just trying to tell you, you might not have noticed that. Those are two things in the Chiddush Emil Chos L'Ran. If you look at the words there and the words here, it just doesn't go together, in my opinion. Now, okay. So he learns the Ramban. There's no chizik machmit or shoy lachmi. Okay. Rabbi Ludovit in Seif Omud Kuf Zayin Kuf Lamed Zayin until Omud Kuf Mem. It's not a whole discussion Rabbi Ludovit about this Ramban. Okay. But he also does strange things. I'm going to read to you a little bit. He also has this possibility that you're allowed to be makel, but you don't but you're not mechuyev to be makel. The Ramban seems to say you're also to be makel, okay? So he has that possibility, but he says he doesn't think it's correct. It's deichik. Avu yesh by deichik sas. If he's allowed to do it, how can you say there's ain achiv? How can you be mechuyev a korban? Because what difference does it make? There ain chiluk bein mitzvah lemusha. Shemikovakon ain loy shem shegeg. Once he's allowed to do it, so what's the mistake in Talmud Mitzvahs lishmo mitzachomim. So he says the only way you can interpret the Gemara of Torah, the mitzvah lishmo devachomim, if you say that he's not allowed. And that is the problem, because he thought that he is allowed. And that's the mistake. Okay? But both Rabbeinu David, you see, the Ran seems to come to the conclusion in Miuchas Ran that he Lamaise is allowed. Okay? He doesn't have to. Rabbeinu David entertains that and says it's impossible. If he's allowed, the whole issue of Mitzvah Shmoz V'Achomim told doesn't make any sense. So he retracts it and goes back to what we know the Ramban says. Okay? But L'chir, you see in them that, that's Jat and Gemara, that's the Ramban's talking about over here. Mitzvah Shmoz V'Achomim. You might think this. L'fikach, when he finishes and comes to this conclusion that there are no two ways about it, okay, and he's awesome to do it. L'fikach oimer meiri horav oto Ramban shedin zokim mamre im chaveihov einoi elo li'ache shehirtze dvorov lefneyen ubitlu oisoi she'eno goshoi lamoi b'shmuosoi me'ache shebitlu dvorov mipnei koyach hamerubim. So here again, okay, it's the Ramban, okay, and it's very clear that he talked about Bitl Gvorov, okay, which, you know, we're not sure about that either. Avul Imlo Hirta Gvorov, Vachule, Elo. She mitzvah mitzuva lahaus is dvorov lifneyan she miyesh mamish bedvorov. It's mechiv, okay. V'zeh she'omu shom the tov mitzvah shmor devarachom going shalay hirsa dvorov lifneyan el shiot the ba'atmish atol, and that's the case that he's not allowed to do it, and he thinks that you're allowed to listen to the bezin. The Ramban doesn't quote this as far as Zochei Mamre. They quote this whole discussion as far as Zochei Mamre is concerned. I don't think it makes a difference, even though Ramban quotes the Gamliel and Yeshua and everything, because the Ramban knows the whole parasha of the parasha of Zochei Mamre. It comes down to the same thing, correct? And that's his whole argument against the Ramban. Maybe. That's what I assume. But I'm just telling you, they go out of their way to stress Zochei Mamre. Now, Rabbeinu David says like this: Ella she mitzvah lahalta is dvorov lefneim shem yesh mamash bedvorov v'zel ki'i mash amu minayin l'talmud she yesh lefnei rabbi minayin shlo yishtoik talmudu medvar sheket tilchok. He's calling Moshfus. And he's saying what he thinks the makor of the Ramban is. Gemara in Shavuos, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Minayin LeTalmud Shiroye Etz Raboi Shetaye Bedin Shlo Yomoy Amtin Loy Ad Shigmurenu V'As Terenu V'Evnenu Mishali Kedei Sheyikra Hadin Al Shmi Dachman Shtikol Teira. So I learned the Gemara Gushvus. I always said the whole problem is not to keep it quiet, but the problem is to have a design, to design it that you're going to want the Shtikl Teira should be in your name. The Shvus should be said in your name. So that is not the pshat, according to Rabbi David. In other words, you can't quote this over here. Okay? But I'll ask you a question. Who's Mechuyev to say this? It's not only Din and Bezdin Agodol, it's a Poshet the Bezdin, and a Talmud is Mechuyim also. Okay? So you can't be Mechalik, according to him, between the Royal Law and the Yoshe B'Sanhedrin, in the same Shtikl Teira with the Gemara Sanhedrin. Correct? It's very difficult. Because he's learning, although the Gemara is talking about a Talmud. Mitalmud shem Talmud sheyeshim b'nei rabbi. Okay? And Pashas, I would tell you, even besides that, even besides Shikadir Hashmi, Midvar Sheker Tilchok, L'chayiv, the Jin Shevi Nikla Hashmol, that's not the Dvar Sheker. The Dvar Sheker is, by being quiet, he's being Grim, Apsak Betos. And he has to open his mouth before. And Rabbi Gudov quotes it for afterwards. Okay. The emes is Kabochon Vassenman also holds like this tickle tater, and therefore he has to cash in the Ramor, but I don't know. A this tickle tater from the Rabbi Dov, I don't understand, and I don't understand Kabochon. Because the Ramor Paskin against held misvora against the Mechaber, right, the Shekel Teira. Kili holds the Mechaber made a mistake, but a Yod that he's Kili like who knows what, I'm going to pass him like him. Okay? But that's the Tshuva. The Kervitz Oros, you read it, Barich, I don't want to get into it now. In Baba Basra, Reish, Ois Reish Ayin Dalet, Shall choose Ramor, choose Beis Yisrael, be it Sabor Shchimer on the stock of Ramor, Shom Heishiv La Beis Yisrael, Vesosu Shom is called the Beis Yisrael, Vesosu Shom Kosav, Vinei Chalil La Hamweis, Divrei, Mikvoi Talos of Damar, Vachol Achelik Olof, Kacholik Al Shchira, Uvachein Iskamnu, Bechrachnu Aish, but he held not like that. So he says, how does that work? Das Fretter. Okay? And of course Rabban say what mitzvah about this. And the Rabban say what mitzvah and Hezekin, it's a whole different issue. You can talk about a new David, but not the Ramban. That's correct? So, all I just want to say one thing. And if it's correct, the Makor for the Ramban is not the Gemara in Shavuos. And the Dvar Sheker in Talmud, and it's only Chavos and Hedjin, you get a major input over here that the Chiyuv of Psak of the Amudi Hero, Lahamin Teir the Emes, is in the whole Sanhedrin. Not on the group as a group, but in each individual Sanhedrin, V'yesh Olav. Since he's a member of Sanhedrin, he has to go, then it's a whole different story. Stafkins in the Sanhedrin, nothing to do with the Ramor, with the Machaber, or anything like that, and Shalom HaYisrael. But that's not much a whole new world. That's what I would tell you. Because I would tell you that, you know, see, you have to go tonight, you see how important all the viewpoint that I made. If the Chiyuv is only on the Chavos and Sanhedrin to come, and not on the Royal Law, so certainly not Avinu David. And the Bochonim quoting the Ramban together with that is something incorrect then, okay? And then the Ramban is something else Bochonim. The question is, what is V'yesh Olav over here? Okay? Those are my points over here. Maybe I'll pick up next time, but I just thought that, you know, a truth is a difficult line, but I thought that if I didn't go through this and go play this out with you, you'd be missing something. This is a perfect example of, as they say in Poshul Yiddish, V'daf Menalud.